16th of December 2010, Simandar City, a translation of the DVDs of previous Parayans, either the Flawless Vision or the Aptavani 9. And let's see, hold this, I'll try to find the Gujarati. So this is going to be DVD 24, Flawless Vision. Question. The self is Vitrag, but the Prakriti is Vitrag. The Prakriti, the non-self complex is Vitrag, but because you are not Vitragi, the Prakriti gets, has a problem with you. You are partial. You need to... It's called the reaction. The ego takes the action or the reaction towards Prakriti. The Prakriti, the non-self complex, is Vitrag. Vitrag only. If the ego is free from action, then the Prakriti will become even more Vitrag. You yourself, by capital, are Vitrag already. If you become Vitrag, then the other person will let go of you completely. So Dada says, stop your vibrations. What are vibrations? To enter into the intents of the Prakriti is called vibrations. The Prakriti has vibrations, it's intents already, but when you enter into the intents of the Prakriti, then the vibrations will be created. So the vibrations are defined by that, by when the ego, when you enter into the intents of the Prakriti. One, if you have created a vibration, the results will come to you for sure. So when something negative comes to you, you have to investigate why it came to you, and therefore if you cannot see it in this life, then you know that it is from a previous life only. So then what we are trying to say is the reactions, if they come, then you have to just accept them as they come. Page 83 is here. So there are written pages. Yeah. Because when the Prakriti is not pleasant, that is when you separate. When Siddharth becomes angry, that is when you become separate. Yeah. When you are mixed with him, then that is the wrong result. The original ignorance is gone, however the residual ignorance is the problem. It is because of the residual ignorance and the weakness of the residual ignorance that you like something as pleasant. We are not touching the pleasant part now. Let us just attack the bitter part, that which is bitter. So in the primary, in the secondary, we are coming to this level only. That which nobody should. We are not even touching the latter portions in terms of the rag kashais, or when somebody feels pleasant about it. Question. When Chandubai's actions are this, to when you are the Nata Drashta, the knower seer of Siddharth, you are the Nata Drashta, knower seer of the Prakriti of your own Prakriti. So you need to keep this increasing awakened awareness. When you talk to Siddharth, why are you going the wrong way, Siddharth? That is helpful to you. There is in Gnata Drashta, in the ultimate knower-seer state, the ego of Siddhartha has melted so much that you will be able to remain in the knower-seer state. The experience of the Gnata Drashta, the knower-seer, will come into your being when the ego melts, even the discharging ego melts. But until then, you have to remain in that stage. Page 82. Okay, but it feels like as if... Basically, it is... Why is it that our... Yes, the vision is faultless only. But when you see... Dadashri says, when you see the mistakes of anybody, your vision is faultless. Okay, so Chandubhai's vision is faulty. Questioner, our intentions are to see the other as faultless only. But despite this, why do we continue to see the faults of others? This is on page 92. Then Dadashri says, yes, you are now observing the one who sees the faults of in others. That is all there is to it. You are seeing the fault of the one who is seeing the fault of others. The discharge is what you have brought with you. And do we not have to do pratikraman for that? Question. Dadashri says you have to do pratikraman. Question now. We are going to the question. If I can see the mistake of the one who is seeing the mistakes, then I will enter into the flawless vision, will I not? The question is, though, when the ego is not there. This is a big if. There is a charge ego and there is a discharge ego. When the discharge ego of the I-ness, the residual subtler ego, that is called putapanu, the I-ness, when that ego of the I-ness will go, then your worldly interactions will become ideal. But until then, because then, that is a very advanced level of egolessness. When I tell you that when you have to finish, this is beyond PhD level. When you are talking about absolute lack of I-ness to the not the gross ego, not the subtle ego, but the subtler ego, the last, the more subtler, the subtler, and the subtlest ego had gone in the Gnanvidhi. So, but at least we have not really realized this tendency to become I am Gayatri, I am Kimochi, the I-ness, the residual I-ness in discharge. So, Gnan begins with vision and the faults and conduct. Okay, now I think they are now he's going to the QA mode. So, just please remember this is on page 92. Now he's going into the QA mode only. Dada's Vani, somebody in Hindi. My greatest thanks, million thanks to you for making us understand the Vani in the speech of Dada. Dada Deepak Bhai says, I'm sending it on to Dada. On page 46, it has been written on page 46 that understanding reaches the heart and the Gnan reaches the intellect. Will you please explain us that? Will you please explain this in detail? Samjan. Understanding U capital reaches the heart, Gnan, and Gnan. What? There are two types of Gnan. There is a relative Gnan that goes through intellect, and real Gnan goes through. Is real Gnan is the experience of the self as capital. So the relative Gnan goes through the intellect, whereas the real Gnan actually is part of the experience of the self. So we do. As your heart develops, And then it comes from when the heart develops, when the intuitive understanding develops, then it will rise to the level of the U-capital understanding, and then it will. And if it comes through the intellect, then it is called right intellect. But when he receives the Gnana, that I am pure soul, then if it does not come through the medium of the intellect, then it is the direct light of the self. And that is the one that is called hearty knowledge. Heartily knowledge, knowledge that has come through the heart, which is really the direct knowledge that is of the self. If instead of bickering with file number 2, why not bicker with file number 1? Then we will kach. He says it is the account of one pudgal, the non-self complex, to listen to the bickering of the other pudgal, the file number 2 or file number 3. But you see, when you are conversing with Siddharth from inside, when you are conversing with Alicia from inside, you are actually clearing up the junk that is within. But the external, can you hear? Okay. But the external is, the external reactive part has to decrease when you start talking with this file number 1 from inside. Question. I used to talk to file number 1, why are you not getting in time, why are you not doing your work, why are you not finishing your tasks, etc. But there will be no reaction if I talk to file number 1, would there? When you miss your normal in worldly interactions, people will obstruct you. If you are getting up at 9 o'clock instead of 7, of course she is going to be upset with you. So this is a natural, because you are upsetting the natural law of the worldly interactions. And when you go below normal too, then it is abnormal too. Above normal is abnormal. So remain in normality in your worldly interactions. That is nice image there. Avireshwai, question is over, no? Next question. We were on page 92, by the way. We have so far discussed up to page 92 of the Flawless Vision. Supposing? Question, Dushan. When somebody accuses me, somebody blames me, and if I take it on me, then there is suffering. But when I'm clean, and I'm convinced that this is a false accusation, and then if I come to a conclusion and closure with Gnan, then if there is any suffering, is that called suffering? The intellect constantly shows me the errors of the other person, and the buddhi is doing kach, and I am internally in harmony. Now he amplifies the question. Supposing my friends call me at parties, they have alcohol parties, so I am not going there, so then they blame me that I am not going there. He says, so internally there is closure for me, however the intellect says I am avoiding my friends. The intellect says, why are you not going there? So the intellect is from making me see the faults of my friends who are drinking alcohol. I don't want to go in that circle at all. He is the brother-in-law of the lady in the wheelchair. So then I have some unpleasant conversation with my friends. Internally I'm pure, he says. I'm not pure, but clean about this thing. But 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 times my intellect shows me faults of those other people. Deepak Bhai says there is going to be suffering. When the intellect suffers, are you not going moving from the fourth to the fifth standard to the sixth standard in life? This is like this. They are still in the fourth standard. You are rising higher a little bit. And so, will you have fights with the people in the fourth standard? You have gone to the fifth standard. Then it will. Do you have any kind of? You don't have to say so much. You don't have to make any comments about they're doing something wrong, they're doing something wrong. Move on. How can I stop it? He says, you have moved away from the conduct of not going to the alcohol parties. Recognize that, do not blend with the thoughts that come in your mind, because when you blend with the thoughts, then the intellect will take over. So you don't need to really get into the thoughts. Yes. So, when you have gone into the sixth standard, would you go into the fourth standard again? You see, so you, in other words, you then you sit, you talk to the teacher of the sixth standard, not with the students of the fourth standard. So you make preparations to talk higher and higher, go higher and higher. We have done this for infinite lifetimes. If you want to make progress, you have to let go of that which you have already passed. But again, your ego and intellect complex tends to delve into this other, oh, see, these people are like that, they shouldn't be doing this, see, they are eating eggs. You know, what the heck? You just move on. This is everybody is, you know, everybody, the whole team gets together. See, those people are doing this. You are already beyond it. Why do you need to talk about that which you have already crossed? You are just studying. Instead, get into the seer knower mode. So everybody might call you crazy that you're the only one who has not come into the parties, but what difference does it make? You know, people have a tendency to give you labels and adjectives but those are not for you. You are beyond adjectives. Next one. Next question. Question, lady from, is asking a question from the back. Ranjan cannot leave her illusory attachment for Mumbai, the city of Mumbai. It's a fight. I want to become free from Mumbai. It's a my file now. Deepak is imitating. I cannot become free from it. But from inside, I cannot leave the attachment. My intellect shows me that if I can remain in near the Sri Mandir that is being built in Borivali, it'll be nice. So I can remain in Mumbai. No. Now she changes. She said, "No, I want to come to Adalaj." I want to come to Simandar city. Then come. Niruma told me. What's Niruma told me to listen to my brothers and sisters. But I cannot listen to my brothers and sisters. At that time I felt, Niruma told me this. See, your ego had reacted, says he's in Deepak Bhai says at that time. Now I remember those talks of Niruma and I am very regretful, I am remorseful about it. I want to get rid of my man, my pride. And this is file number 2 is here. This is his her husband there. Where is Dhirubhai, is her husband? Dhirubhai loves Adalaj, she likes Mumbai. Dhirubhai is already here. And she loves Mumbai, he loves Simandar city. That is why I want to break my moha, the illusory attachment. It's like this. Niruma, Deepak Bhai says, if you show him a Dalaj, then only the illusory attachment of Mumbai will leave. But if while you're in Mumbai, how can you become free from Mumbai? You have to show something better. You have to show something better. You have to. In other words, you have to give the experience. And but you come from there with a return ticket, so you are buying return tickets, and how can you? So you know you are going back there. So how can you become free from it? These are senior adults, senior Mahatmas. Yes. You do not want to take the bonus, and you just want to take the little pieces, and then you want to go, and then you want to complain about it. You, the nishchay, the decision is on you only, or not anybody else. At least if you come here for a week, why don't you extend one more week and see? You've got a home here. You see, and then after 15 days, you'll feel like saying for 45 days. And then he keep on says, yes, then from there you'll say, oh, I want to go to Simhadra City. Yes. Okay, Niruma had told you that listen to your file too, but you're not listening. What? And you should just tell him, why don't you take me to Adalaj instead of saying, no, you go. Just practical pointers. You should just say, he says, well, please get me the ticket. You get me the ticket. You can come by train, but you come by plane, you know, or make all those kinds of arrangements. But why don't you leave your illusory attachment for your file to the husband? This is now. When he comes here alone, then you even that one will leave the attachment for the husband. Next one. Somebody going through the Deepak. Somebody, he cannot recognize her. I have a lot of difficulties with Samaik. Okay, what is your name? Is this your question? In Hindi. I have a lot of problems with Samaik. I can see only two or three or four mistakes or faults. I find it very tedious. It is not a mistake, says Deepak Bhai. Can you see the mistakes? That's very good. At least you can see this many. And now from day-to-day life, how can you see your mistakes in day-to-day life? First, supposing somebody asks you, why did you not put tomatoes in this vegetable? Why did you not put? And then, you know, don't you try to protect yourself and say, give an answer. Husband wanted tomatoes in the curry, but you did not put tomatoes. Do you argue with him? No, but my husband doesn't say those things. But you know, our nature is that we always defend ourselves when the comment comes to us. Oh no, these tomatoes are not good for you. Tomatoes, those tomatoes are out of cans. They are not good for you. The fresh ones were not available. You know, do you not try to give some kind of? That is the mistake. That is the error. A very subtle point. If you cannot do something due to scientific circumstantial evidences, but when you take it upon yourself that when you try to protect that error, consider that is the error. It is SCE that happened. Make it let it happen. Whatever has happened is correct. But you see, you have this ego belief established that whatever I did is correct only, and therefore you try to protect whatever you did. And so you're into the doership part of it. Oh, what's wrong with it? Why can't you eat this vegetable? I mean, what's wrong with what I've did? And so, that means that is you have the sense that whatever I am doing and I have done is correct. And you better take it or leave it. Yes, yes, now she understands. Yes, I do that. There's Alicia up there.
Yeah.
And says, if you want to make the servant do something, you see? I see? In us, you see, when what is in the mind, what is in the speech and what is in the actions, when that happens, then it is correct. But when there is disunity of mind, speech and actions, then that is the error. If you tell too many tasks to the servant, he will not get them done. You have to do it specifically, one by one by one. In this, you see, so don't you think you know that your intentions are different, yet you say something else? That is also an error. You see, when somebody will, next time he shall say, why have you not used this spice in it? And so then you should say, okay, let me see what is going, what would, tell me what is ring, what is missing? Oh, okay, I will take care of it the next time, please. But you automatically try to protect yourself. That means you're trying to protect the silly ego, the stupid ego, and the ego intellect complex. And therefore, so the first step is to be able to know that this is the mistake. If you do not know that this is a mistake, how are you going to tackle it? And so, he's giving his own example. Is there urad dal in this particular thing? And then the ladies have kept that the pot of urad dal someplace else. And see, in even the girls around me in the kitchen, they already have it in their mind. Before Deepak Bhai says something, they already have their answers fixed to the pat, to the line. So the moment he says something, they already know exactly what to tell Deepak Bhai. They are that smart around. This is the role of the intellect. And we also, now he's going in a very subtle manner with this specific prakriti, saying that even before the husband says anything, there is an instantly built-in, ingrained answer to how you will react to this. If he asks this question, if he says something, I'll have this answer. If he says this, I'll have this answer. Instant answer from within, without really even looking at how I'm ingrained in this mode. She says, I understand. Do you think now he's shown very subtle layers of what to see in samayik? As he says, do you understand the nature of these very subtle mistakes that are happening? Automatically, this is to protect your own mistake. When you protect one mistake of yours like this, I also know that you have just protected your mistake. But there are so many arguments that are happening that are trying to preserve this error that is within. But now she is, supposing their mistakes are happening. And then I see the kashais at that time, but I am not able to get rid of the kashais. But are you hurting anyone? Now he has gone to the very fundamental level. Do you believe that you are hurting? Suppose when your husband finds fault with the vegetable curry that you have prepared, do you throw it back on him mentally? So then from deep down inside, you have the illusory attachment for your husband. That is why you are upset with him, are you not? And so when anything happens, even in the routine manner of interaction at home with him, then recognize, try to find, focus your own inner light on your ego intellect complex and see where did the error happen? Where is Karuna Aruna Sartha? Where did she make an error? Okay, what are you supposed to see? Was there anger? Was there any pride issues? Is there any illusory attachment? Is there any greed in it? Is there any deception in it? Is there any arguments? Is there any tendency to have it your way? Is there a remote control deceit in operation here? There's so many different kinds of errors that are happening. Make a list on a piece of paper and then, you know. I say, if this is happening in one gate, in one aspect, it is happening in everything. I say, in other words, then if it is happening in one aspect, know for sure it is happening in every aspect of your prakriti, of the... And she said, but I cannot see them, Deepak bhai. He says, if you cannot see them, then go into to the gross ones, start seeing the gross mistakes, the very, very evident mistakes from childhood onwards, and then go second step. What are the causes of it? Why did I become angry? Is it my own mistake, or do I want something? That is why I'm trying to protect it, and that is why I became angry. Why I'm being protective about this? And then apply it. This is then separate it. This is Aruna's. This is not mine. And apply the five agnas there, and then come out. And then move forward from it. And then take the supportive gnan, double A, double B, adjust everywhere, avoid clashes, etc. And support. Do you understand? Next one. Next question. Will you please? He says, I do not want to give my name, please. I do not want to see the negative of my Gnani. However, my intellect shows me some negativity of the Gnani. But so I worry about making, saying something negative about the Gnani, and then it will block my moksha. So will you please grace me that I will not, that I will have aradhana, only devotion, and not the opposite of devotion, which is to be contemptuous and to move away from the Gnani. The Deepak Bhai says it is not the intellect, there is a knot in the mind that is unfolding. It is as soon as the design comes out, then the negativity starts about the Gnani. It is this tuber within the mind. And the evidences come, this tuber will sprout. And so, and then he says, then when you know that these are all wrong thoughts, are we not? Yes, when you get very negative thoughts and bad thoughts, you not throw them away en masse completely in the same way. Because this, there is so much junk filled up to the neck that you never know. You see, if you have the slightest push on the stomach, it will all come out. Even if there is a little pressure on the toe, it will come out. Because it is filled up to the neck. It is filled stock from past life. This is, yes. You see, if your husband is a very angry man and you see a very nice, quiet man, you'll say, I wish I had that kind of a man as a husband. You're done for, you'll have him for the next life. So, what are you going to do? So I'm out, I'm done with husband, spirit. You know, why didn't you say that instead of I wish I had this? This is all junk. Kachro means rubbish, hip, garbage. Does the garbage choose where it wants to, which body it wants to occupy? It can be in any body complex. Right now, this time era of the current time cycle is such that it is absolutely unpredictable. But as long as you have this awareness, then if you are aware, then you don't need to be worried about an impediment on your path of liberation by have these kinds of negative thoughts. You don't need to come openly to me. This is the man has not identified himself. He is a, let's just leave your, you don't need to come here. You don't need to come here openly. Just wash it off yourself. That is, whoever it is. He does not have the courage to say, Deepak Bhai, I'm seeing your faults. Fifth ara is coming. Because of fifth ara, the Lord Mahavir had to put fifth Mahavrat, which is of celibacy. Because why? After the Lord left, it says that sexuality would become so rampant in so many wrong directions. He says, so in other words, that's called the fifth. in the Lord Parshvanath's reign, there was only the four vows, ultimate vows, of when in Lord Mahavir added the fifth one. He says, you should not even have the slightest thought of having any kind of sexual interaction of that which is not rightfully yours. And slowly you have to recede from that and come towards the self, which is the self-contained one, which is the absolutely asexual one, the non-sexual one. Still, this whole stack of questions are left, says Deepak Bhai. Do you understand, Ke? Do you understand? Do you understand? What did you understand? He says, you know, he is looking at the thing. He says, supposing you have left, supposing you reach the office late, and see, then everybody around the office will say, if the boss asks this question, I'll have this answer. If he says this, I'll have this answer. In the same way, we will take the questions in the evening. Let us do the samayik now. We'll take the questions in the evening, he says. I think he's going. Dada says that, hey Dada Bhagwan, hey Shudhatma Bhagwan, give me the right intellect, Sadbuddhi. Is that one of the evidence? When I pray for, so if somebody is misbehaving, then you can send a silent signal to the pure soul within that person. Say, my dear Lord, my dear pure soul within that person, grant him the right intellect. That means you are now putting in one of the evidences in scientific circumstantial evidences. You're placing one positive evidence, and it will become part of the scientific circumstantial evidences, and it will have its effect. It is a very positive force. You see, because initially I used to feel like I'm the first one to come. I was the first one. There were no satsangis around. It was the case with Deepak Bhai. There were nobody in satsang. And now it is the reverse. Already there are 300 people, and then Deepak Bhai has to come. In other words, at that time when there was nobody around, and Deepak Bhai would be sitting, and I remember the times there would hardly be 4 or 5 people around, then Deepak Bhai says he used to send positive evidences. And he says, now look, even before I'm there are 300 people. But the tendency is to blame. Why didn't you come on time? Why didn't you come on time? That is the negative evidences that you're putting. That is the kach-kach. That is the bickering. Instead, why don't you send very positive signals to the person in whom you want to see the higher intent, the higher results? You see, every human being will say the negative things, do the negative thing, and think the negative. But there is the positive, energizing force within him, the absolute self, with him, with whom you can connect. And in order to connect, you yourself will have to become the self as capital, yourself. And therefore, and so this happens for everyone. Yes, men have the problem, women also have the problem that they are stuck in world interactions. Why is this not happening? Why are there arguments? You see, so when you come home, she will say, why are you late? Immediately says, shouldn't you recognize that I have so much work? No, you see, you have to adjust to that situation now. So, This entire Parayan is worth watching again in translation. Miss that. She is giving the example of a very specific urad dal that is left in a, that has not been used in the dal that was prepared. And Deepak Bhai looks at this, where is the urad dal here? Now Deepak Bhai is just testing. And all those girls are really panic because it is not, that has not been used in that dal of the Deepak Bhai. And so Deepak Bhai is testing. So they, now every, all of those girls will give different answers. Oh, that thing was not here. This one was not accessible. This is not part of this dal. Etc. So Deepak Bhai was testing how everybody protects their mistakes. He was just testing as he took the first spoon. He says, I didn't want to have the urad in my dal, but I was just wanted to see the reactions of these aptaputris around. Why have you made this vegetable of the long dudi, you know, the green pumpkin like thing, the long one? Then the answer is, oh, because you like it too much. Even that is not a SCE answer. The answer is, it happened. You know, that means you became the doer of the preparation of the vegetables. Why did you make this vegetable? The answer is, he is constantly testing them. Why did you make this vegetable? Well, why? What do you mean, why? It happened. The ego is such, the intellect is such that it's constantly trying to protect its own small ego, the small I. So in every little things we are constantly trying to protect our small SELFs only, you see. So, you see, when somebody says, why are you behaving like this? That is your cue to really see what the answer comes out. When the answer comes out, then says, wait a minute, I just protected myself. Hey, what's wrong with you, man? Then immediately the answer is, oh, you know, forget. I mean, the answer is a protective answer. If somebody says, the arguments that happen is nothing but protection of the self, and it creates a heavy curtain over your S capital self. Does not let you see what is happening. So whenever there is the slightest inner uprising of an argument or a sense that something is not right, look at where your intellect is in operation. Then if I'm on their case, then she starts crying, oh, Deepak Bhai, I cannot see anything now. He's starting imitating the girls there. Deepak Bhai, I cannot see anything, I cannot see anything. So Deepak Bhai, I only want your grace only. I cannot see anything, I cannot see anything. This happened this morning. They told me. I did not know that they would take this kind of... He says, the ladies told them, the girls told him that before you answer, we have so many answers in front of us to give answer one another. And so each one is telling, when Deepak Bhai says something, you say this. When Deepak Bhai says something, you say this, etc. This kind of pat answers are already there to protect themselves. And now they opened up all their faults in front of Deepak Bhai. These are the aptaputris. This is the nature of the ego that is protecting the self, the small SELF. So Deepak Bhai will make, so we don't know what to put in upma. He says, have you never been to a marriage? In the marriage, you know exactly what to do. Niruma taught me what this is, a good brinjal, this is not a good aubergine. Niruma taught me all these things, says Deepak Bhai. I did not know how to pick vegetables also. Niruma taught me how to pick vegetables also, how to buy vegetables. Now I know a little bit that this is a good vegetable, this vegetable is not good. This is... I say I... In mystery building, Jayaben was making a list, so I forgot to write 1 kilo of urad dal. So then Deepak bhai gave me to write down. So I said, I forgot to write it down. So when I didn't bring it back, then when I came back, I said, Deepak bhai says, where is the why didn't you buy the urad dal? So she protected. She says, we already have it in the box. We already have some. So she protected the mistake by not buying it. But Deepak bhai says, then let me see your list. And so then she went in an argument with Deepak bhai. Nirumai packed both of them. And so the three of them, Niruma, Deepak bhai and Jaya Ben, were having. She forgot to buy urad dal, but then she says, oh, we already have it. And Deepak bhai says, why didn't you bring it? Why didn't you buy it? It's a very subtle way you are protecting yourself. In today's This is Jaya Bill gave a sample where she opened her own mistakes. When I write down all my mistakes, even such a small mistake, I found out it was my mistake, but I protected it. I did not tell Deepak bhai, I forgot to write it down, so I didn't buy it. But immediately the intellect will say, no. Immediately say, oh, we have it in the kitchen, so I didn't buy it. But it will always protect the small self, the self. And that is his. She says, he says, even after reading this flawless vision, he says, what you're saying is 100% correct, but it is not happening. But yet the intellect does not let you openly accept his mistakes. What a shame. She is one of the senior most apta putris. She used wanted, almost became a nun in the Jain sect. Niruma diverted her in Akram Vignan. She is in charge of all the kids in the school. It is worth doing this, says Deepak Bhai. But when you say you cannot see the moha, the illusion, this is the deceit. But as long as you protect the deception, the biggest deception is I am Ellen, I am Kimochi, that is the deception. So if you are protecting that, then how can you really be separate from it? If you are verily protecting that which makes you Gayatri, then how can you really separate from Gayatri to see it? And therefore, so that means once you separate away from this non-self complex which the world identifies as Gayatri, then you can see her moha, her residual illusion, her deception, her insistence, her errors. And then you can. And he says, somebody is always constantly trying to protect her mistakes so that nobody should know about them. And so then you are in a protective mode from day one, walking around with a protective mode only. And so then you argue with others, you try to get into the bickering mode with others. And so why don't you take one day only from the morning till evening and see where you get into errors. And so from morning till evening you are in a protective mode only. So you don't know which mistakes you are protecting also. And so if somebody asks you, why did you bring the tea at 8:30, usually bring at 8 o'clock. And so immediately you check your answers. You will give all kinds of answers that are protective. You've got 10 different answers to protect your answer to the why it came at 8:30 instead of 8 o'clock. So no. Deepak Bhai says, I'm just giving you the examples, but you have to look within only. These are only examples only. And so everybody should look at their own daily life from morning till evening. Check in Samayik. Everybody has this. From starting with morning breakfast, the bath time, the toilet times, etc. Little things that happen within the home. It is, there are so many precautionary environment protections already taken, built-in precautions to protect. There is a built-in answer already. It's a pat answer. If Suppose if you can catch this 2 days later, then also it is good. That is the role of the intellect. That intellect makes this your worldly life expand, as opposed to coming into the escapital self of liberation. If it is only in, it has progressed in one direction, if the root had spread only in one direction, we could have cut it off. But you know, I mean, you'll see that the roots have spread in million different directions of this intellect. Of this intellect that protects the self, the small SELF. So you want to cut, now, today we are looking at where am I wrong. Because later on we will take how we hurt other people because you believe that I am right and the other person is wrong. It says the way I look at it is the correct way. The everything else is not worth it. That is a very major mistake too. Today we are going to go more into where we tend to protect our own mistakes. Okay, so now the Samayik Vidhi is going on. Oh Dada Bhagwan. Oh dear Sri Simandar Swami Prabhu. With the pure applied awareness of the awakened self as capital, in all instances in daily life or interactions, wherever I can see my mistakes, where I tend to cover them up, and where the intellect enters into so many arguments with others to protect my own mistakes. Let me see all those mistakes in Samayik and grant me the energy to do so, my Lord. I believe that I am right. My sense of the self should not be hurt. Whatever I have done is correct. All those such mistakes, they are actually the roots deeply entrenched. Let me see these roots in Samayik. Grant me the supreme energy for it. I surrender this mind, speech and body, all illusions associated with my name, charge karma, subtle discharge karma, gross karma, I surrender them unto you, the Absolute Self, Lord within me, at your divine feet, my Lord. I surrender them. Okay, Deepak Bhai is going to do the Vidhi now. Deepak Bhai, he is going to call Deepak Bhai in Calcutta for this special Vidhi now, the Vidhi. Let us do the Vidhi, says Deepak Bhai. Jai Sachidanand to everybody. Tatma chun shuddhatma chun shuddhatma shuddhatma chun shuddhatma. Ich bin rein und seele, ich bin rein und seele, ich bin rein und seele. Shuddhatma chun 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 shuddhatma chun. Jai Sachidanand, Jai Sachidanand, Jai Sachidanand to everyone.